Anyway, let's change the subject.
Anyway, yes.
We've got another lovely lady that's just joined us. Obviously, Max is fairly lovely. Helen's just joined us, and she's really, really nervous, so we've got to go easy on
Be
her.
Be kind.
Now, it's Helen, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Just move yourself a little bit closer to that, that microphone, Helen. How are you? You all right?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Good. And you run a charity shop in Shanklin?
I do, a charity shop and a cafe.
Nice.
Yes, in one building in Regent Street in Shanklin.
Okay, how long you... well, tell us, what is it called, first of all?
It's called the MS Society, and it's a drop-in centre for people who have MS. So we've got the charity shop and a cafe as well, where we sell really lovely cakes.
Homemade?
Yes.
Lovely.
Do you make them yourself?
No.
I bet you've got a lovely lady nearby that makes them, haven't you? That's always the way. I'll tell you what, that is. We were just saying about the Isle of Wight. It's very clicky, but it's very lovely as well. And you'll always have a lovely lady that will make you cakes.
And nice to get together over a nice piece of cake and a cup of tea. And have a chat about what's going on.
So we had Tim in a couple of weeks ago, and he was telling us about MS. And obviously he was telling us about the shop. And so the shop helps MS sufferers on the Isle of Wight.
It does. All the money that we raise stays on the Isle of Wight to help sufferers and their families.
So what are you selling? What do you need? Because obviously it's a charity shop, so you're doing everything, are you? Apart from wives. You don't want any wives or children,
No,
do you?
No wives, certainly no children.
And husbands. To be full.
Good quality clothing, bric-a-brac, children's goods, records, DVDs.
Records.
Really? People are buying records?
We sell a lot of records.
Do you? We'll keep your eyes off ours.
I'm just looking behind us.
They're there for a reason. They're soundproof in there. So we're going to check your bag on the way out. What is bric-a-brac?
It's like, well, without being rude, things that you see, like, I don't say jumper or sale anymore, do you? Like car boot. You know,
I talking to you?
household
I'm helping
items.
Her out. Helping Helen out here. You know, like ornaments, isn't it?
That's
candlesticks
right.
And all that business.
Goods.
Yeah.
Nah.
All right. So if you've got any laying around the house and you want to get shot of it, you want to obviously
we want it.
Okay. So what are you short of? What would you like?
Everything.
Would you like?
Everything. Yeah. We are not fussy.
Okay. So it's clothes as well.
Yeah. Clothes, shoes, handbags, menswear. Kids.
CDs. DVDs.
Yep.
Anything like that. Let's be honest, everyone's got a house full of DVDs and stuff at the moment. They don't, do people use them? Yeah, certain people do.
You don't take videos anymore, do you?
We don't take videos,
none of them take videos anymore.
Why don't you take the videos anymore?
I don't know.
Nobody buys them.
I suppose, yeah. So
nobody
it's just clutter and then you've got to get rid of them.
Is there anything you won't take?
We don't take electricals.
Right.
And we don't take sort of like... children's helmets, bicycle helmets, sort of safety equipment.
Yeah.
Okay, because I would imagine that it comes as a health and safety issue then,
yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
So, when people bring it in, can they just bring it in bags and
just
leave it with you?
Yeah, just bring it in black bin bags. And that's perfect.
Okay, when are you open?
We're open 10 till 4, Monday to Saturday.
10 till 4, Monday to Saturday?
Yeah.
That's pretty decent times, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about, is the cafe bit open the
same?
That's
open the same times,
same kind
yes.
of times. Okay, so you're on Regent Street. Whereabouts on Regent
We're
Street?
We're on the corner, bright orange building. You can't miss us. We're just opposite Ladies Realm. But it's a very, very bright building.
Oh, okay. I know.
Okay.
I know now you said that.
So come on. Go through your house and think, what can I give away?
Actually, I need things given to me more than given away. I do give to charity shops, but unfortunately, Helen Shanklin's is a bit too far for me, but I do, and I'm always in a charity shop. I'm second-hand Rose. I love them.
Yeah.
Try and do what I can.
I must admit, since my son's left home, we give, because obviously he would grow out of things and hardly ever wear anything. Mm. So, I mean, that's always useful. But I was looking at the racks and racks and racks of DVDs the other day. I'm thinking, when was the last time you actually got one out and played one in? Because most people got, or some people have got on some kind of hard drive now, and they can just click and watch. Those people that haven't, they'd be how much does a DVD get sold for them?
£1, £2.
Oh, that's reasonable, isn't it? You can't go wrong with that, can you? Yeah. So if you've got any old DVDs, then bring them down. And any clothes that's in fairly decent condition, I'm guessing. Anything else? What other things? What's the strangest thing anybody's ever brought in?
You really don't want to know.
I do.
Oh,
that's,
we do.
That's why I asked.
Yeah, we love all that. Go on.
Yeah, go on, tell us.
I don't think it's suitable for air.
a toilet?
Was it battery operated?
Yes.
Oh,
look at her face.
And I've had human ashes donated as well. What? Somebody's done a house clearance because their relatives died, and they just chuck everything in boxes, and we opened a box, and there were smurns with ashes.
Blimey.
So...
I'm just thinking of that Only Fools and Horses episode.
I know.
we get it. Get it all.
Crikey. Okay. So, I mean, all this stuff is, you know, all those things that you may think of no use to you anymore, you just, you know, want to have a bit of a declutter, yeah. Ornaments, that sort of thing. Yeah. Knives, forks, I'm guessing.
Anything.
Anything like that?
Anything.
Okay.
Except for electricals and helmets for kids with the bikes and stuff like that.
Is there a telephone number that people can ring? Is there a website?
We have a phone number, and it's 867-500.
867-500, that's easy to remember.
Yep.
Okay, and is there a website?
We have a Facebook page, which is the MS Society Isle of Wight.
So okay.
You just check us out on Facebook.
But the thing to point out most of all is everything that goes into the shop that makes any kind of funding, that money stays on the Isle of Wight.
It does.
To help multiple sclerosis sufferers, yes. On the island. Tim did say how many people are actually suffering from on the Isle of Wight. Do you have any numbers?
I think on our register we've got about 300 people at the moment.
About 300 people.
Obviously there's people out there that aren't on our register, but we offer all sorts of support to them, different services that can help them.
Okay, so you know it is staying here and it is helping those people. And there's 300, which is too many. So please, if you can give up anything, then get yourself to Regent Street in Shanklin and go and see Helen. Do you want to give a shout out to the rest of the team? Because I'm sure they're working hard whilst you're here.
They are working very hard. They're all volunteers and I can't do anything without them. So thank you.
Okay, but none of you are going to get a mention. You just as a team.
Just a team. No favouritism.
All right, okay. Lovely to meet you. And will you come back again sometime?
I will. Lovely to meet you too.
Because it didn't hurt, did it?
No.
Painless.
It was all right. It was painless, see?